This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Commerce Department has just reported that retail sales rose 0.2% in January, a pleasant surprise for retail analysts who'd forecast a 0.1% decline. Several of the Democratic presidential hopefuls spoke to crowds at the South by Southwest event in Austin, Texas over the weekend. Presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren talking about her concerns about big tech companies.
That the space around companies like Amazon, Facebook, Google is now referred to by venture capitalists as the kill zone. Because if you try to step a small business into that, it either gets bought up when it shows its worth and before it can actually grow into something that's really strong and valuable, or it just gets wiped out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Ethiopian airline officials say after a Sunday morning air crash, the black boxes from the doomed Boeing 737 MAX 8 have been found. The flight went down just minutes after takeoff from the capital of Addis Ababa, killing all 157 people on board, people from three dozen different nations, eight of them were Americans. The NTSB has sent a team of four experts to the crash scene to help in the investigation. The White House releasing President Trump's 2020 fiscal year budget today, which calls for $8.6 billion for the wall the president wants at the border with Mexico. It also proposes $750 billion for military spending and 5% cuts for all domestic non-military spending. And today's the last day to use Payless Shoe Source gift cards, as the discount shoe chain is going to start closing its stores across the nation next month. The company's filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Two Christian leaders have gotten together to hold their first ever meeting. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Pope Francis meeting Saturday with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints prophet Russell Nelson at the Vatican, where the two sat down and chatted for about 30 minutes. Afterwards, they said they spoke about the importance of family and religious liberty. Nelson also says they discussed humanitarian work, where the two churches have worked side by side. The LDS Church dedicating its first temple ever in Rome on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Oklahoma community is mourning the death of a student in a Friday evening school bus crash. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Classes are canceled Monday and extracurricular activities are canceled all week following a head-on crash that involved a school bus carrying members of the Kanawha Middle School softball team in Oklahoma. Three people were killed, including one of the students. School Superintendent Corey Ellis says the community is responding.
Probably what separates us from the rest of the nation is that when people are hurting, people step up to the plate, and that's what you're seeing here. I mean, there's a lot of people wanting to know what they can do, and right now there's not a lot.
A suspected drunk driver of the SUV and a passenger were also killed.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and Professor Wilfred Riley is back with us. We're going to talk about his latest book, Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War. I want to open up by reading the introduction, just the first few sentences of his book. This will give you some, give you an idea of where the professor is coming from, and what it means for our liberty. Authors of books that lean right are often accused of hating someone or everyone. To the contrary, I am a proud black man, and this book is both a pro-American and a profoundly pro-black work of social science. I write it with the intention of lancing a boil, one major issue poisoning relations between whites and people of color in America today, and to a lesser extent, relations between the two sexes and our nation's social classes, is an ongoing epidemic of patently false claims of oppression. Professor, welcome back. Good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me on the show again, Bill.
Oh, always good. Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I look forward to this ongoing conversation because I believe that you have hit on something that is absolutely critical for those of us that want to heal, whether it's race relations, sex relationships, this conflict, this counter-opposing force of identity politics that has tribalized our nation and has drawn us into a venue of becoming the un-United States of America.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a major problem, well, identity politics in general is a bad idea in any sophisticated society. I've said jokingly in speeches that that's the force that turned the USSR, or the nation of Yugoslavia, from some of the most powerful countries in the world to a series of tiny nations with names like the Republic of You and Me and I'm Not Sure About Me. To have a large functional society, you need to have a shared sense of identification and belief among people. And one major problem in the USA today is that for one of our political factions, which I call the activist left, the narrative that's used to justify a great many things, whether that's affirmative action, whether that's minority set-aside programs, whether that's budgets and funding, either you or I mentioned last time that the Southern Poverty Law Center by itself has an endowment of $500 million. What's used to justify these things is the idea that we're still at war, that the old conflicts of the 50s and 60s have never dissipated, never gone away. And in the book, I use a lot of empirical evidence to say, well, no, I don't think that's true.
And I appreciate the research and scholarship that is in your book, and not only because you're a professor, but it's needed. Again, as you said, you cited Thomas Sowell as one of your heroes, and I would agree, and I'm grateful to him because what he has done is has encouraged people of color to get out of the emotion and move into the intellectual. Because in the realm of the intellectual is where we'll find freedom. Because whether it's the Poverty Law Center or any of these other antithetical groups, at the end of the day, you're not liberated for what it is that they're bringing to the discourse. If anything, you're more enslaved.
Yeah, well, I think that what Tom Sowell did that was so impressive to me is apply the kind of factual analysis we use in most areas of science to the area of contemporary race relations, if you will. Mm-hmm. So Sowell said a lot of practical things that very few other people have said. One of the most obvious is that differences in performance don't by themselves indicate racism. Mm-hmm. So when I say, the USA desegregated in 1954, or we've had affirmative action since 1967, these are facts. But the response that you'll get from an intelligent leftist is generally, well, the average black SAT score is a 940 or 950, whereas the average white score is 100 points higher, or black men are twice as likely to be shot by police officers as white men, something like that. Mm-hmm. So how can you claim that there's not still very pervasive racism? And one of the things that Dr. Sowell said is that in order to establish racism or sexism or whatnot, you have to show that people that are identical in every way, except in terms of the characteristic race or whatever that's being discussed, are being treated differently. And what I find in my research, kind of carrying on that tradition, is that that's not really true in modern America. If you take a black guy, white guy, and Asian guy that have the same characteristics, all you need to adjust for is age, region, and education, they're going to have essentially the same life. Mm-hmm. The issue in a lot of communities, whether that's the black community or the poor white community that surrounds me here in Appalachia, is that the characteristics are not the same. So, for example, if you grow up in a household without a father, you're five times as likely to be poor as if you grow up in a two-parent traditional household. Exactly. And unfortunately, for both blacks and poor whites, the rate of fatherlessness is very high.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the biggest undiscussed problems in America, by the way. We on the right, people sometimes discuss it. On the left, almost never.
Right.
But if you adjust for things like that, most of the issues that are attributed to racism disappear. The same people are treated pretty much the same in America today. So the question is how to take, for example, the urban black community and help so that people in that group are the same as people elsewhere. And that's a real issue that can't be solved with slogans and chants.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we get derailed and then we start focusing on the wrong things, because as we've often said on this show, Professor, is that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so we've got a lot of opinion out there, but you've done a lot of hard work in giving us empirical evidence and saying, all right, let's take the emotion out of it. Let's look at the facts. And what do we come up with? We do not operate with a bunch of headlines that the mainstream media would want us to bite into, or this industry of tribalism and conflict, and it has become an industry. And so then you get the next outgrowth of that organism, and that is people do that which they get rewarded for. So they're protecting their interests, so what do they continue to do? Anytime they can get a headline and twist it to support their agenda, man, they're right there, and guess what? The mainstream media is happy to pick it up.
Yeah, first of all, I think that's an insightful analysis, and we've covered a little bit of this ground before, but of why hate crime hoaxes happen.
Right.
If you know that there is a premium being placed on victimhood, that if you can coherently argue that you've been beaten or abused because of your victim status, you will get publicity, you may get wealth, you're going to see more people wanting to be victims. And that's not something you want socially. Mm-hmm. The victim is by definition not the hero of any story. The hero is. So you want more people, I think, trying to be heroes as versus trying to be victims. The broader point that you made or that we're discussing, yeah, if you take many of the ideas that are promoted on the left, and not a few on the right, by the way, but many of the ideas that are promoted on the left, and you subject them to what we would call modern empirical analysis, they turn out not to be true. So, for example, one of my projects was looking at the idea of white privilege. So I, along with a couple of other colleagues, came up with a list of about 100 things that I think logically indicate privilege in life, from I have never been physically beaten up to I know what frequent flyer miles are, and 98 others.
Right.
And we gave this quiz to a bunch of people. We just wanted to see what predicts how privileged you are. And so part of that was testing this idea of white privilege you hear about universally.
Well, Professor Riley, before we get into that, we're going to leave everybody on the edge because we got to go to break. We've got more from Wilfred Riley. We're talking about his book, Hate Crime Hoax, after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez died.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Bill Martinez, and our show is being brought to you by my friends at The Crypto Profit. It is the latest paradigm shift that will produce the next wealth wave. Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on The Crypto Profit to see if this works for you and your family. Our conversation continues with Wilfred Riley, his brand new book, Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War. Professor, before we went to break, you were starting to tell the story. I had everybody sitting on the edge of the seats to keep them through the commercial break so that you could finish up.
Well, the story is pretty simple. A lot of the things that you see in mass media headlines, especially on the left, I don't think this is much of a secret to your audience or to most smart people, aren't real. And if you use real scientific methods to analyze them, they just sort of go away. They vanish. So I mentioned that I'm working on a piece about white privilege right now. And what I did was come up with about 100, well, exactly 100-point scale of questions designed to measure, to some extent, how easy a life people have had. And I gave three or four of them on the show. Mm-hmm. And I gave that to a pretty good number of people, and I analyzed the results. And what I found is that whiteness does have about a 1 or 2% effect on privilege. So if you take a white guy and you take an identical black guy, the white guy has it 1% easier. Mm-hmm. But I found a bunch of other things. Social class, for example, how rich you or your parents are, bluntly, has about a 70-point impact on privilege. So, almost all, and this is not, I don't think, an extraordinarily brilliant idea, but almost all of how privileged you are in life is based on the reality of how much money you have. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of other things that affected privilege, a height for men. Yeah. So you are much more likely to have an easy life. That was about a 5-point impact as a guy if you're taller than 5'10". I'm 5'9", so I wasn't pleased to see that.
Right.
But weight for women, you are much less likely to have a happy, romantic, or business life as a middle-class woman if you are substantially overweight. It's, to some extent, unfortunate to say. So all of these things, and I didn't even try to adjust for aggression, IQ, there are all these things that predict where you're going to end up in life, and race is by no means the most significant among them. So the idea of white privilege, I don't think, stands up to serious, you know, academic scrutiny. And there's just tons of this stuff. I mean, the idea that there's a lot of violent racial conflict, simply not real. 85% of white murder victims, 93% of black murder victims killed by their own race. The idea that the police are out here gunning young men, especially young brothers, young African-Americans down in the streets, not true. The total number of unarmed black men killed specifically by white cops in the most recent year on record was 17. So it's important to realize that what you see in the media, as counterintuitive as this might seem to be, and this seems to be more true of the mass media than of social media or talk radio, by the way, a lot of it just isn't real. Many of the most significant phenomena in our country, suicide among our veterans, which claims more than 10,000 lives a year, auto wreck, I mean, about 40,000 people a year are killed just tooling around on the highway, prostate cancer, men's diseases are rarely discussed. The actual things that hurt people are not what the media focuses on. A great deal of what they focus on seems to be pretty close to fantasy. The idea of extreme racial conflict in the USA, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and what you're bringing to bear here in this conversation, as we've been saying, and I said earlier, gets us out of the 8-second sound bites. When everything is distilled to 8 seconds, it's just a headline. And right now, the conditions are, as you mentioned in the cover of your book, you know, has Donald Trump exacerbated this, or has this been something that we have been, we've grown accustomed to over the decades?
I think it's something we've grown accustomed to. I think media coverage of Donald Trump has exacerbated the problem. I mean, as irascible as he can be, I don't think Trump himself, even in that office, would be able to influence a trend like this one. But no, I think the idea of the mass media shouting talking heads format is real is just something that we've gotten used to in America. I think that's one reason, by the way, for the growth of the podcast format.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whether you're talking about Ben Shapiro on the right, or Dave Rubin or Joe Rogan on the left. I mean, these are intelligent people that are willing to sit down with someone and have an hour-long conversation. I will say on the radio, we're having about a 15, 20-minute conversation today. So in 20 minutes, much less an hour, you can say things that you can't in 30 seconds.
Exactly.
So I mean, there's actually, I would come down on the right side of this, I guess double entendre there, but there's actually a real debate to be had about something like national health care.
Right.
I'd love to see an hour between an educated Brit and, say, Ben Shapiro. Mm. But that's not something you're ever going to see on TV. Trump, I don't think, made this worse. He can't. He's an elected official. He's not a media boss. But I do think that this has exacerbated some of the coverage of Trump. Because the general perspective the media has on President Trump is basically negative, and there's no time to say that with nuance.
Right.
So another statistic, I mean, if you look at what Pew or Media Research Center has said, for example, about 95% of coverage of Trump in the mass media has been negative.
Exactly.
So I do think that contributes to this attitude, this idea that there's a significant problem in the country. You're constantly seeing shrieking sound bites about the president, and 9 out of 10 of them are bad.
Mm-hmm. And what does that say about the consumers that are willing to consume that information with regularity?
Now, this is something I tend to lean a little more left on when you get into corporate monopoly control. I don't necessarily know if of course they have a choice. They can go on Facebook or listen to talk radio. But in terms of a lot of these media formats, I'm not sure how much of a choice the consumer has. The level of centralization in a lot of American businesses, including media, is pretty remarkable. I read recently that the Saudi prince, Alawi bin Talal, owns a substantial chunk of both Fox and Al Jazeera. So unless you're willing to get out of the corporate format altogether and listen to a good radio show or a podcast or something, the people shouting at each other might be inescapable. I'm not a big fan of breaking up corporations, so I don't necessarily know how you'd even deal with that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like in radio, for example, Clear Channel, iHeart, my understanding is that the big players now own about 95% of the industry.
Well, it's a sizable number. There's no doubt that, and of course, it's creating some financial issues, which is a whole nother topic as well. But yes, and it limits the breadth, and this is why podcasting has become so popular. Even shows like ours that are independent. I mean, we're not beholden. You can't even imagine how many authors or think leaders who come on the show say, "Bill, how can you talk about this?" I said, "Well, because I'm not beholden to corporate America that says you can't have a conversation like this." And so we provide that kind of background as we continue to, pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And as your book stated, you're here to lance a boil. I mean, this has been a growing boil over the decades that has been passed on. And I think that in some sense, Professor, we have this operating software that has been thrown upon us, and we've embraced it. And so what we do is we take in that information that promotes this hate crime hoax operating software. And you're bringing this to light for us to understand, look at, you know, we're as much of the problem as the problem.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. I mean, there are really two issues. I mean, one is, putting it bluntly, one is sensationalism and the other is extreme liberalism or radicalism. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the mainstream media, I think the biggest issue is that the format promotes 30-second sensationalism.
Yes.
So a great number of the things, this goes beyond politics, a great number of the things you would see on MSM, broadcast national television, like Shark Attack, are simply not threats. Mm-hmm. They're things that have been found over and over and over to produce that click reaction, that watch the advertisement reaction.
Right.
So to some extent, we're being programmed by this media. I mean, Facebook has admitted this with the like reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly 1.5 second after you click the button, you get a like, or you give a like, and you can see these streaming in your comments on the side of your screen as you go about your day, and that's extremely addictive. So
exactly. One
is sensationalism, or the addictive reaction in terms of issues with mainstream and even social media. The other thing is that there is a political slant. I mean,
no doubt. Yeah, well, they've utilized it. There's no doubt about it. Well, this conversation will continue. Professor, always a privilege and honor to have you with us. Dr. Wilfred Riley has been our guest. His book, Hate Crime Hoax, linked on our website.
Thanks for having me.
Brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With Sleep Awareness Week underway, sleep expert and TV personality Dr. Raj Dasgupta is bringing to light an often misdiagnosed sleep disorder called narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is commonly thought of as an adult condition. However, symptoms commonly start before the age of 18 in childhood or adolescence.
The essential symptom of narcolepsy is excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. This means you get overcome by an irresistible need to sleep during the day, and you can feel tired all the time. Everyone with narcolepsy has EDS.
However, EDS can be harder to identify in children, as it can look different from how it appears in adults. Adults may describe it as feeling fatigued or irritable. Children, however, may not be able to describe their symptoms. Some children may exhibit hyperactivity, problems paying attention, or behavioral changes. If you or your child may be experiencing symptoms of narcolepsy, it may be time to talk to a doctor. Visit morethantired.com to take the narcolepsy symptom screener and to find a sleep specialist near you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Commerce Department has just reported that retail sales rose 0.2% in January, a pleasant surprise for retail analysts who'd forecast a 0.1% decline. Several of the Democratic presidential hopefuls spoke to crowds at the South by Southwest event in Austin, Texas over the weekend. Presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren talking about her concerns about big tech companies.
That the space around companies like Amazon, Facebook, Google is now referred to by venture capitalists as the kill zone. Because if you try to step a small business into that, it either gets bought up when it shows its worth and before it can actually grow into something that's really strong and valuable, or it just gets wiped out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Good news this week, Samsung's new S10 smartphone lineup hits stores, kicking off a new year of flagship phone launches, and companies are pulling out all the stops to get consumers excited, including getting people off the street to skydive, believe it or not, in the middle of Manhattan to demonstrate the speed and thrill of the latest hot handset. But should you take the plunge? Well, to help us understand the who, what, why, where, and what have you of it all, we've got high-tech columnist Jennifer Jolly with us. She's got all the dirt on the state of the smartphone 2019 and what it means to a culture obsessed with keeping up with the phonesies. Hey, Jennifer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. What is all that going on behind you, huh?
Well, Bill, we had to get two skydivers out of the wind tunnel just so that you won't be able to hear me speak with you. I am in the middle of Manhattan's iconic Herald Square, right outside of Macy's. If you can imagine what that area looks like.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
A million times on television. Well, T-Mobile, as you mentioned, pulling out all the stops, they set up a wind tunnel where two people were just tandem skydiving in there. So the whole idea behind it is to let people take flight, take the plunge, so to speak.
Exactly.
And experience the speed and the thrill of the just-released new Samsung Galaxy S10 family of smartphones. They are available today nationwide, and they're significant to a tech reporter like me because these are the first smartphones of 2019 to hit the streets. And what we're seeing is, hey, we might be in for really decent upgrades this year.
Wow. Well, what? Tell us more about it. What kind of upgrades are we looking at?
Well, you know, in general, most of us are tired of mediocre upgrades. I mean, we want revolutionary, not just evolutionary. We need better battery life, faster speed. We need these to be easier to use and to be lower priced. You know, no pressure, but this is what we want, and we feel like we deserve. We're 10 years into this now, and we want our smartphones to wow us again. So the good news is, these actually do. The S10 Plus, 5 cameras, amazing battery life. We tested them out 21 hours on a looping video test. Mm-hmm. I haven't had anything come even close to that. The second to that has been around 17 hours. So we're looking at a real all-day battery life, like for real this time. Mm-hmm. The Infinity OLED screen puts your photos, your video, your game edge-to-edge on that screen. There's no notches in there. You're not losing any of that screen space. And then it has an ultrasonic fingerprint reader built in. So nothing else is competing for space on your screen. And then what's really cool is you flip the phone over, flip that screen over, and it becomes a wireless charging station for all of your other gadgets. So that alone feels revolutionary.
Wow, this seems like a quantum upgrade here, Jennifer.
Finally, right?
Yes.
In the last couple of years, it's kind of been mixed, you know? Like, maybe if, you know, my phone's a few years old. But what's so different this year, out of the gate, these new phones make last year's versions look and feel really old.
Yeah.
They have a nice combination of kind of like, oh, my God, you know, that OMG.
Right.
And practical new features as well.
Well, we know that based on sales that, you know, phone sales languished just a bit because of, you know, to your point, all the promised upgrades weren't there. But you're saying with a smartphone, what Samsung is doing now, boy, this is, like I said, a quantum upgrade. This is going to get people excited again and have them running out to buy the latest phone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got a giant battery in here. And, you know, people were stopping really upgrading every year for a couple of reasons. One is that lack of new innovation. But two, our phones are just fine, and it takes a whole lot of people as much as 2 years just to even figure out how to use the one that they have. So what's great about this is that we are seeing that new innovation. Later on this year, Samsung comes out with that Galaxy Fold. We're all kind of excited about that. Price point, really high on that. So you're going to see early adopters diving into a lot of these higher price point phones. And then a lot of people have been asking me, you know, well, kind of for the rest of us, maybe who aren't early adopters, what's in it for us?
Mm-hmm.
But take a look at networks and carriers, because you know your smartphone's only as good as the carrier that's running it. And I am out here with T-Mobile today, so I happen to know that these Samsung's latest smartphones do tap into T-Mobile's LTE advanced technologies. That means faster speeds, better coverage, more capacity. And I feel like it's kind of like going from strolling down the street to skydiving, kind of like people are doing here in Manhattan today.
Well, that's got to be amazing with all the skydivers there, especially, as you say, just outside of Macy's. And we know what it's like in the morning there. You got a lot of people walking through the neighborhood wondering what in the heck is going on, right?
Yeah, and they're diving into this giant wind tunnel because, you know, people here in New York, they're up for whatever.
Oh,
they're used to seeing all kinds of things. But hey, go skydiving at 8 o'clock in the morning and 20 degrees. Why not?
Hey, why not? And the boss, hey, if I'm a little bit late, I got stories to tell why I'm late, right? I've been out skydiving. Sky what?
I've been out some selfies.
Exactly. Jennifer Jolly is with us. She's one of the most trusted names in consumer technology and Emmy award-winning tech lifestyle TV show host. This is why she comes with skydivers these days. Ever since you won the Emmy Award, you just can't come in quietly. You got to come in with the show. This is awesome, Jennifer.
I'm out outdo myself every year. So this year it's skydiving. Next year, who knows?
Well, get ready. We'll have to be on that interview as well. So, Jennifer, based on your experience now and this new technology, and these new developments that are being presented in the marketplace, how frequently should consumers upgrade their device?
Well, you really have to do what's right for you and for your wallet. If you have an Android phone now that's more than 2 years old, getting your hands on one of these new Galaxy smartphones will make it feel like you're living in the future. Obviously, if your current phone is broken or your battery is dying by midday, it's time for an upgrade. And then you do want to check out the latest price points and deals. I mean, is there a way to snag one of these hot new smartphones and save money throughout the year, too? And again, like I mentioned earlier, I'm here with T-Mobile, and they were telling me this morning about the Samsung S10e. That's the feature phone that's really great on the pocketbook, too. That price is just $21 a month on the equipment installment plan. Wow. So there are a lot of great deals to be had. Look into those. Be sure that you check a carrier that can handle this kind of new technology as well.
Exactly. We're talking about Samsung's new S10 smartphone lineup that's hitting the stores, kicking off a new year of flagship phone launches. And the company's pulling out all stops to get consumers excited. You might hear some noise in the background. It is people skydiving in the middle of Manhattan to demonstrate the speed and thrill of the latest hot handset. And like you said, Jennifer, it's giving them a reason to take a selfie and, something new to talk about the water cooler when they get to work, right?
That's right. And, of course, we are in the middle of Manhattan. Those sirens that you might hear in the background, those have nothing to do with anything going on here. That's just morning.
Yeah, that's usual. That's usual Manhattan morning. We understand that. It's not like they're taking you away to the crazy farm, right?
No. They're being very, very safe. It's safe. It's fun. We are having an absolute blast out here. And I don't think this has ever been done before, and can't imagine if anyone's going to do it again anytime soon. It is absolutely epic.
Well, that's awesome. Well, it seems what Samsung is doing and with this launch is getting people excited about their smartphones, and they're going to be checking comparisons out to see, okay, is my phone up to speed? Is it time for an upgrade? Right.
That's exactly right. And T-Mobile, they're the folks who are doing this whole skydiving experience out here today. And they're really saying, this, if you take one of these new phones with all of this new power, this new speed, and you try it on our network, it's going to be better than all the rest.
Wow.
So that's something to look into as well.
Well, Jennifer, we got to wrap things up. So tell everybody where they need to go for more information.
Go check out my blog at techish.com, or go straight to T-Mobile and find out about all the latest and greatest deals.
Well, Jennifer Jolly, you have fun out there, and we'll talk to you again. Take care.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, but that doesn't stop them from trying, and this is why you need to stay on top of all this stuff and be consumers of intelligent talk radio and intelligent information, as Dr. Wilfred Riley was sharing with us earlier. Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Adam Holtz over there, Interim Director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. And I say over there in Colorado Springs, overlooking Pikes Peak, as gorgeous as a view as you could possibly have. Right, Adam?
It's a pretty good view, Bill, definitely.
Well, I tell you, you know, somebody asked me the other day, you know, quite blatantly, says, why is it that you are a man of faith? And I said, I wake up every day and I see the skies are blue, even here in Florida. But I got to imagine overlooking Pikes Peak, that is so marvelous there. If that doesn't give you a sense of the divine hand of God, I don't know what will.
Yeah, you know, mountains and oceans are sort of in a similar category for me. I mean, mm-hmm. They're so vast, you can't take them in, and they're beautiful, and they're enormous, and they're wild. Mm-hmm. I was actually in Clearwater last week, mm-hmm. down in your neck of the woods, relatively uh-huh. speaking, and uh-huh. I just love the ocean, Bill. I never get tired of it. But they're similar in that, you know. Yeah. They reflect something enormous and mysterious and transcendent, and yeah, totally.
Yeah, if I might digress only a moment here, because we're talking about the supernatural here, you know, this being the Lenten season, a time where we, you know, God gives us an opportunity to hit the pause button on our temporal selves and to think about higher things. This is really, you know, for those of faith who are, you know, are taking advantage of this opportunity. It's not just a Catholic thing. You're realizing, according to surveys, that many Protestants, evangelicals, are saying, hey, look at this. This really makes sense to, you know, hit a pause right before, you know, in much the same way as we do for Advent, you know, the 4 weeks leading to Christmas. You know, here's 40 days, and interesting that it's 40 days before Easter.
you know, similar to the 40-day experiences, whether it was Jesus being tempted out in the desert, you know, 40 years, you might say. That number 40, which represents, I have a dear friend in California. He always challenges me when I look at numbers, but I say God's numbers are significant. And because, you know, sometimes people get wiggy about it and go, oh, you're being a numerologist. No, I'm just looking at the pattern of God. And there's something significant about 40 when, you know, that it is a time of trial and testing. And each time that 40 is honored, whether it could be 40 years out in the desert or whatever, it's for God's purpose. And we are potentially all the better and larger as a result of those incredible 40 days of experience or 40 years of experience.
No, that's exactly right. And I think I never really did much with Lent. And then I married somebody who was a part of the Presbyterian tradition, and they were more, I think, intentional about it than I had ever been before. And it's become something that I've really come to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And we can think of it as a time of preparation. You know,
right.
It's a time of reflection. It's a time of sobriety, not, you know, from alcohol, but just in a bigger sense of, you know, preparing to really receive the entirety of what happened on the cross.
Exactly.
You know? And mm-hmm. and really moving our hearts in a place toward a place that we're able to maybe apprehend that more clearly. And that might involve giving up something, but it might just involve changing a habit. It may involve just creating new space to encounter God in a way that you haven't, you know, for the rest of the year. So I've come to really appreciate it, Bill.
Yeah. You know, like Donald Trump would say, what do you got to lose here, you know? And
yeah, exactly.
And when you consider maybe giving up candy or whatever it is, whatever temporal passion or whatever enjoyment you may have for the sake of the liberty of and freedom and all that God had purposed for us that's demonstrated on Easter Sunday. It's like, what were we thinking? You know, why were we holding on to this silly temporal thing, you know, for the sake, you know, and letting the, you know, and being deprived of the gospel message and the gospel benefits?
Yeah. No, you know, that's exactly right. Right.
Kind of crazy, huh? Yeah.
Yep.
I love our humanity. And thank you for putting up with me on this.
I
want to talk.
Love talking about stuff like this.
Yeah. Well, thank you. PluggedIn.com has reviewed Captain Marvel. Tell us about that.
We have. Well, Captain Marvel is the latest Marvel superhero movie. It's, you know, just kind of a coincidence that it's Captain Marvel and it's put out by Marvel, but I guess it reinforces the brand.
Right.
And this is really the origin story of a character who's going to be really important in the next Avengers movie that comes out here in about a month or so, or at least we think she's going to play a role. I shouldn't spoil it quite that much. And Captain Marvel is one of the strongest superheroes in the Marvel universe, and she is a member of a race called the Kree, and the Kree are at war with a shape-shifting alien race called the Skrulls, and the Skrulls can pretty much look like whatever they want to. And Captain Marvel, her name is Veers, and she's incredibly powerful, and the Skrulls kidnap her, and she ends up on Earth, and she looks like a human. And she sort of begins to piece together this elaborate backstory that she has a connection with Earth that she never really knew about. More so maybe than some movies, this one is almost entirely origin story. I mean, it almost feels like the whole thing is a setup for the real movie. And so from a movie perspective, you have this incredibly powerful character. She's one of the most powerful characters in the Marvel universe and can fly and shoot these bolts of energy from her hands. And in some ways her character is almost bigger than the story itself. And you just get a sense that, okay, we had to get her introduced so we can actually do something with her in the next Avengers movie. That's sort of the sense. And it's not a bad movie per se. It's just one that, you know, if you're not really a comic book nerd, you may, you know, I'm like, when is something going to happen here? you know, now that said, we have lots of explosions. We have lots of violence. It's a pretty typical Marvel movie in that respect. And, you know,
are they trying to appeal more to the girls with this one?
You know, yeah, I think so. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the first Marvel movie that has been fronted by a female superhero. I mean, we had Wonder Woman a couple of years ago, but that's DC.
Right.
So this is the first time we've seen it here, and definitely I think there is an appeal for girls and for women with this one.
Right, especially with this being the month of women. So, yeah, exactly. good timing, I guess. These guys, they know how to figure that stuff out.
It's funny how they know all that stuff, right?
And what's her name? Veers, you said?
Veers, yeah.
Veers.
So that's
going to be the new. Is that going to be the name of the next batch of young girls coming and being born? We'll start here the popularity of Veers coming out.
You know, we certainly see how people name their kids after stuff that, you know, whether it's Game of Thrones characters or Harry Potter characters or, you know. So, yeah, I think that could happen. And we find out that her name, Veers, is actually short for Carol Danvers. So it's actually a part of her last name.
Oh, okay. All right.
But she doesn't even know that on the front end of things. Again, the Marvel nerds will be familiar with who Carol Danvers is. But, you know, it's totally exploded at the box office this weekend. It's had a huge weekend. And, you know, I suspect it will continue a strong run probably right up until The Avengers comes out.
So if you go to this movie, you want to make sure you're sitting next to a comic book nerd so you can be in the flow of the know then, I guess, huh?
Yeah, maybe more so than, you know, say Spider-Man or Superman or Captain America. This is a character that most of us don't have any familiarity with, so they can fill you in on all the backstory.
And then you'll hear everybody around, shh, shh, shh.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the movie, old deal. We'll give you a primer after the movie's over. How about a Madea family funeral?
Oh, Madea family funeral. Tyler Perry is such a vexing influence in that, you know, he's talked about his faith, and the Madea movies often have elements of the Christian faith in them, but this one has a lot of problems. And if you're not familiar with the 11 Madea movies, this is Tyler Perry dresses up as sort of this female matriarch, you know, an older retired woman, and she is just a force of nature. She has an opinion on everything. She sort of manipulates and controls. She's foul-mouthed. And the thing about Tyler Perry stuff is it's such a mixture of stuff that you say amen to and other stuff that you just gasp at. Like, and there's stuff in here that you're like, oh, man, really? They had to put that in? Especially with some of the sexual content. And not so much stuff we see as just verbal allusions to things that are just nasty. And, you know, I think there have been times in the past where we've just sort of been on the edge with Tyler Perry's stuff. Like, well, it's about as much good as bad. And there's some good things here. But, man, this is just a nasty, nasty movie. Probably in some ways the nastiest of the Madea movies.
And might be appropriate for some to say, thank God it's over. This is supposedly the 11th and final episode of Madea. May she rest in peace, huh?
Yeah, well, she didn't die, but...
I mean the series.
Yes, exactly, the franchise. And, you know, I don't know, Hollywood never likes to leave money on the table, so I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I'm like you. I keep thinking it's like the Cher tour. It never ends.
Yeah.
The Goodbye Tour.
Or the Last Kiss Tour, or Rolling Stones, or take your pick, right? They all need to make some more money.
Exactly. What else real quick? We got about 45 seconds. The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. What? Tell us about that.
The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind is a movie that is streaming on Netflix, and it's a pretty lovely PG movie that talks about a boy who helps his tribe, not his tribe, his people in Africa to build a well. And it really is. It's based on a true story. It's set in Malawi, and it's a pretty nice movie. So definitely check out our review for that and other things at PluggedIn.com, and you can get all the information you need to know.
Well, there it is. You got to be in the flow of the know. So you're not wasting your money, and you're not burning your brains out over stuff that is innocuous and unfulfilling, that's for sure. Adam Holtz, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.